I'm Lorraine Mendez with the JIS Evening News for Tuesday, January 31. Coming up, agriculture stakeholders urged to invest in berries, ground broken for expansion of women's emergency shelter, and education minister urges unattached youth to seize opportunities for skills training. The details after the break.
We're taking justice to the people of Jamaica.
Calling JPs! Calling JPs to the launch of the JPs Training for 2017, Thursday, February 2 at the Jamaica Conference Center. Registration begins at 8:30 a.m. Come hear the Governor General and Justice Minister Delroy Chuck. That's Thursday, February 2 at the Jamaica Conference Center. Contact your custos for more information.
One people, one spirit, one justice.
Let's work together.
A message from the Minister of Justice.
Now the news. The Economic Growth Council is urging stakeholders in the agriculture sector to invest in berries as part of efforts to grow the sector further. EGC member Adam Stewart says the cultivation of berries presents a viable opportunity, considering the high demand for the many varieties of berries within the tourism sector.
We have 32,000 rooms in Jamaica that every day are buying berries. Strawberries, raspberries, blueberries for our customers. We have arable land for berries above a certain altitude in this country, but we have not connected an entrepreneur with a cash flow.
Mr. Stewart was speaking at the recent EGC quarterly press briefing. He adds that the EGC is actively working with sector groups in both agriculture and tourism to create a plan to generate interest and investment in the growing of berries. Ground has been broken for the expansion of Woman Incorporated's emergency shelter in Kingston, which houses victims of violence. The five-month project is being undertaken in partnership with the government at a cost of almost $15 million, provided under Phase 2 of the United States Agency for International Development, USAID's Community Empowerment Project. Gender Minister Olivia Grange says three more shelters are to be set up in short order.
We are committed to establishing three shelters, state-run shelters, across the island. Let's say one in every county. We, of course, will have to seek partners to make this a reality, but it will be initiated by government. We are already looking at a property in St. Mary. We are also in discussion with the Minister of Housing to identify a property in Kingston, because the facility that now exists that's operated by Women Inc. can only accommodate a limited number.
The renovation work will double the capacity of the shelter and will allow ease of access for the disabled. Minister of Education, Youth and Information Senator Ruel Reid is again urging Jamaica's unattached youth to get involved in programs provided for them to get an education. Senator Reid was speaking Monday at the Denham Town High School, where he provided support to staff and students affected by the death of 13-year-old student Rashane Smith. Minister Reid called on the families of unattached youth to nudge them towards gaining skills needed for the working world.
All of us as a society must encourage all our youth to get back to education. There are a lot of opportunities the government is rolling out through HeartTrust NTA programs, the NYS, the CSJP program. The private sector has a number of programs that they themselves are rolling out. And we're going to be working together with all the different stakeholders to make sure we have comprehensive sorts of programs that will help to empower the youth population so that they become trained and productive.
The minister adds that while the government is playing its role in providing school curricula which complements the demands of the job markets, students must commit to attending school to benefit. Minister Reid gave a commitment to do more to improve the conditions of institutions in the area in order to increase their ability to deliver quality education. And Mission Director of the United States Agency for International Development, USAID in Jamaica, Maura Barry, says the United States government will continue to give full support to Jamaica and other Caribbean countries seeking to become energy independent. Ms. Barry says support will also be given to efforts aimed at reducing greenhouse gas emissions, as well as other energy-efficient initiatives.
When we launched the Caribbean Energy Security Initiative in 2014, our goal was to help Caribbean countries transition to energy independence. We all know that the tourism sector is incredibly vital to Caribbean economies. And that is why supporting the industry in adopting renewable energy and energy efficiency measures is also so vitally important.
Ms. Barry was addressing an energy efficiency training workshop for members of the hotel sector in Montego Bay, St. James recently. That was the JIS News. I'm Lorraine Mendez.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.